Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 59.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative John. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all mothers who we honored recently this past Sunday, for our North Carolina mothers, and especially the moms associated with the families who serve, of the, those who serve in this General Assembly. We thank you for giving safe passage to those gathered here today, and we ask that you continue safe passage for all who gather in the coming days and weeks of this legislative session. We're blessed with the privilege and responsibility of serving the citizens of North Carolina, and Lord, we ask that our work done here be to your service and foster goodwill among all the people of our state. Please bless those less fortunate and help us remember that by serving them, we ultimately serve you. All these things in your name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Jackson is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for May 13th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Jackson moves the journal for May 13th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, we are fortunate today to have the nurse of the day with us. She is June Pex from Apex, North Carolina. Would you join me in welcoming her to the chamber? To our pages who are here with us today, let me say that the chair is quite aware that there are normally a few more people in these seats, as are you. Please know that today is a no-vote session or an administrative session, which is why the members are not here. We will introduce you tomorrow when the chamber will be full. Regarding tomorrow's schedule, the chair does anticipate that the body will convene at 10 a.m. for an administrative session to receive committee reports from the Committee on Finance and the Committee on Appropriations Transportation. The House will then stand in recess until 2 p.m., and the chair does anticipate recorded votes at 2 p.m. Notices and announcements. The clerk is recognized.
The House Committee on Appropriations Transportation will meet Wednesday, May 15th at 8:30 a.m. in room 1228.
Further notices and announcements? If not, Representative Jackson is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, May 15th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Jackson moves, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, May 15th at 10 o'clock a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. All in favor will say aye. All opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.